The City of Peterborough is looking to join a joint investment board of Ontario municipalities in order to diversify its investment portfolio. One Investing, an Ontario not-for-profit, provides third-party investment guidance and management for participating Ontario municipalities through its Prudent Investment Program. A Peterborough City staff report indicates that by joining One's joint investment board, they hope to reduce the city's long-term reliance on the residential tax base by improving investment returns. However, the motion to endorse the Prudent Investment Program raised questions from some councillors at the General Committee meeting on Tuesday, August 4th. Specifically, some expressed concerns about what the board would be investing in on the city's behalf, and the possibility the new portfolio might include significant investments in fossil fuels. Here's Councillor Joy LaChica.
Do we know that we would be investing in a fossil fuel global equity strategy if we were to choose to get our prudent investor standard portfolio together? Do we have that priority set? Is that made clear? Because we have a climate change action plan, and what we can control is the things that we invest in. And if it is not fossil fuel related, that is the direction we would like to be going. So if you could speak to that, thank you, Mr. Commissioner Freeman.
City Financial Services Manager Richard Freeman said it's possible the city is already invested to some degree in the fossil fuel sector, and said he would caution against complete divestment for the sake of financial security.
We shouldn't make the assumption that we're not investing in fossil fuels to some extent today. And just to clarify that, the legal list, which the city follows today by law, is all essentially Canadian-based. And as we all know, Canadian investment opportunities are heavily weighted, or the investment landscape is heavily weighted to materials and resource sector.
Appreciating your point about that we currently would have some investments that are fossil fuel connected, but I think the go forward and what's purposeful here is that we have an opportunity to divest.
Certainly, the One Joint Investment Board and the One Fund, they are aware of the city's climate participation or climate initiatives that council has endorsed and approved. We have had those discussions, and we will continue to have those discussions. I cannot guarantee, or I would not recommend, that we, unless you direct me to, I would not make a recommendation that we would be investment in fossil-free fuels. I would not be prepared to do that, because I think that limits council's ability to both diversify and at the same time enhance our investment returns.
While LaChica found support in Councillor Keith Riel, who asked why the city shouldn't, quote, honor the spirit of the climate change resolutions it had already passed, others around the horseshoe were reluctant to commit to a full divestment of fossil fuel investments. Here's what Councillor Gary Baldwin had to say.
Let's be honest, folks. Canada is a resource-wealthy country, and a lot of the returns that, you know, one investment company and others throughout Canada make on an annualized basis is because they invest, they diversify in resource, not necessarily fossil fuels, but other resources. I don't know enough about the fund that we're talking about, because within that fund there might be a portion of oil and gas, but there might be other resource-rich components or minerals within that fund.
Mayor Jeff Leal echoed Baldwin's points.
My only observation would be the Prime Minister of the Government of Canada has indicated very clearly that there's going to be investments in the energy sector in Canada, and it should be well known that manufacturers in Ontario provide an awful lot of equipment to Canada's energy sectors.
And Councillor Dave Hakey contributed another voice of dissent, claiming that the ubiquity of plastics and lithium-ion batteries means that the city should not make efforts to replace fossil fuel funding with renewable alternatives in its investment portfolio.
You can't do this from a purely financial situation. And I'll point out, I read a very interesting article on the weekend about electric vehicle production, car batteries. And I believe I stated this before, it's roughly 500,000 pounds of material that has to be taken out of the earth to make a set of car batteries for a Chevy Volt. what the presenter pointed out was the vehicles that are extracting it are run on diesel. The where the mines are they're generating electricity with diesel generators. You've got plastics that we rely on, semiconductors, cell phones, tires. Now we know the downside to tires, but nothing moves or very little moves without a tire. So I think realistically, and I understand the world view, but realistically, you can't avoid investing in that market, particularly as Councillor Baldwin and as Worship said, Canada is a resource-based economy. Ontario, with their rare earth minerals.
Council voted to recommend the adoption of the Prudent Investor Standard 9-1, with only Lachica opposed. Monaghan Ward Councillor Matt Crowley was not in attendance at the August 4th meeting. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.